Embracing technology. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. In today's world, it seems like every time you turn around, you need to upgrade something, be it your phone, computer, or car. Well, farmers aren't that much different, and adapting to technology can make a huge difference in their operations.
With the smartphone technology, we can take credit cards. And we go to farmers markets, we're selling sweet corn or pork. You have quite a few people that don't carry cash, so now we can take their business because they have a card. It's the same kind of technology that we're using in our fields. It seems like that once you get accustomed to something, there's something out a little better or a little newer.
Coffee County farmer Jamie Weaver raises pork, vegetables, row crops, and grapes on his farm and uses GPS guidance as well on his tractors and planters in the fields. He says he's seen a lot of change in technology in just the past 5 to 10 years, something David Denton of Franklin County has seen as well.
In the last 7 or 8 years that I've been farming, we just had like a phone marker on the sprayer. Now I've got GPS, it maps the field, and it even goes to the planter. It's got row cutoffs and mapping the field to save seed. It also helps go toward water quality and wildlife.
Denton raises corn, soybeans, wheat, and cattle on his farm and says technology is something you have to embrace, at least partly in today's market, because without it, you may get left behind. Robertson County farmer Bill Pearson agrees.
We're mapping all of our fields as we harvest, and then from that, we're variable rating our nitrogen, our potash, and our potassium, and our seed. I think that as the future goes, if you're not going to get on board, you're not going to be farming. Another big one we got coming is these dual hybrid planters, where we can plant like a racehorse hybrid in the bottom, then you're going to plant a drought-tolerant hybrid in the hills. So I think the next 3 or 4 years is going to continue to get bigger and bigger.
All three of these farmers are their county's Young Farmer Achievement winners and will be competing for the title of Tennessee Young Farmer of the Year. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.